Well, there's a lot of possible themes in today's readings, in today's gospel, but I guess what sort of stood out for me was that often quoted passage of Jesus, when Jesus tells us, to whom much is given, much will be expected, right at the end of today's gospel. As I mentioned, that is an often quoted teaching of Jesus, and it follows the story in Luke's gospel that we heard last week about the rich fool who, after a better-than-expected harvest, piled up riches for himself rather than share his abundant harvest with others. This admonition of Jesus, I think, gives us a helpful direction for those who have been blessed with much and been given much. We've all here been blessed with many opportunities, with many advantages in life. And I think there's three possible responses to having been so blessed as most of us, if not all of us, have. One response to being blessed with much, or given much, or having much, is to be like the rich fool in last week's gospel, who just used the opportunity, we could just use our advantages and opportunities solely for ourselves, for our own self-gain, to become prosperous and accumulate many possessions, eat, drink, and be merry without any regard for others who have not been as blessed as we have. And that's not uncommon in today's world. Pope Francis talks about an epidemic of indifference, how we just, so many people, we see suffering in the world, we see need in the world, and we just ignore it. Maybe we're numbed by it just becomes too overwhelming, whatever the reason. But that's certainly a theme in Luke's gospel, of this kind of ignoring need, especially by those who have been blessed. Another response to being blessed and having a lot is what I might call middle-class guilt, which I don't think is particularly helpful, but I can feel like, well, it's not fair that I have so much, I have so many opportunities, and there's so many other people in the world, in our own cities. You look at all the homeless people, you look at poor countries, the Gaza Strip, whatever, Haiti, the Sudan. You look at, well, it's not fair that some people are born into real poverty, and I've been so blessed. It's not fair. And so one response then is to feel guilty, which I don't think is very productive or very helpful. I think a much more helpful response is to feel grateful, to feel grateful that we've been blessed. We don't know why we've been blessed in the way which we have. We cannot read the mind of God on that, but we have been blessed with much. And so we can feel grateful for that. And of course, out of that sense of gratitude and realizing that we have been blessed in so many ways, in ways others have not, then to use our advantages and opportunities that we've been blessed with to help others, to share what we have with others who have not been so blessed, to take seriously Jesus' admonition, to whom much is given, much is expected. And to take that as just a real responsibility that we have. To be blessed, as most of us have, comes with the responsibility to share our blessings, to use our opportunities to serve others. And for young people, this might mean choosing a vocation, a profession, or a career with an eye to using your gifts and talents for service, for helping others. For the rest of us, it might mean, it does mean, seeing what we do as a way to serve. I think all of us, unless we work for Al-Qaeda or the mafia, most of us are doing something that has some societal benefit. So if we just really try to approach what we do as not just a job or just a business or just a way to make money, but as a way to serve, if we really look at those things as really ways to serve, to view our work as a service to others, to volunteer and be generous with our time and our talent and our treasure, to teach and model for our children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews, to have a mindset of service and helping others. When we retire and are still healthy, We can either golf in Florida, or we can join the Ignatian Volunteer Corps, which is a group, an Ignatian group here in the U.S. and here in the Twin Cities, where recently retired people use their time and their talent to work at nonprofits. Nothing wrong with golfing in Florida, but if that's all you do, that could be a problem. But to use the leisure that might come with retirement to really be of service, opportunities to be of service. And again, use the talents and experiences of a lifetime to contribute that service, contribute that wisdom, contribute that experience to groups that need it, whether it be, you know, different not-for-profits or service organizations, or maybe on a parish committee. Our parish is kept going by a lot of volunteers who spend a lot of time. There's some of our volunteers, lay leaders, spend a lot of time helping out here at the parish and on various commissions and committees. And there's one family who does a lot of the landscaping here and a lot of the gardening. I mean, but there's so many things. We have a person who is helping us with our capital improvements and overseeing that for us on a volunteer basis, using his expertise in that area. So I think to live our lives with gratitude for the blessings we've received and live with the attitude recommended by Jesus of to whom much is given, much is expected, can be really a joyful life. If you think about it, it's much more joyful to be a person for others than to be a selfish person. There's not a lot of joy in being selfish and myopic and self-centered. So let's take Jesus' challenge and be grateful rather than guilty about the advantages and opportunities that we have been blessed with, and to use those in the service of others. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.